Hello, now we are going to talk about the Innovation Award nominees, starting from the JS Classes nominees for December. So in this, they were nominated in December, then in January people voted, and February the results come out, so now you can comment on them without influencing the voting. Arturs, which ones would you like to comment?
So JS Classes first, right?
Right.
Right. The first one I want to comment is very interesting package.
Could you please increase the...
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I forgot about that. Yeah. So it's called Cool LED Metrics, and it's all that it describes. It's LED Metrics, and it's cool. And it was developed by José Luis Lasso from Spain. And basically, it allows you to provide a matrix, which is a two-dimensional array with values, and generates such cool lights from it. And as you see, you can also define multiple colors and use them in the matrix, or even do animations. So yeah, it's actually, I was really impressed. It's a great idea and excellent execution. So it was really fun to go through it and look at it. And José Luis got one book of choice by PACT for this awesome package. Really entertaining, really awesome, and you can use it.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Yeah. And the next one I wanted to mention is jQuery Repeatable Form, developed by Christian V from France. And apart from telling that it's a repeatable form, it actually can repeat parts of the form or repeat inputs. And I myself had multiple situations when this was useful, that you can implement one input and add many copies of it or removing the copies of it. And this package implements it as a plugin to jQuery. So if you need anything like that in your form, you can easily use it and have to implement it yourself. And Christian got 1 year subscription to the basic plan of an API product of choice. That I think that's a new sponsor, right? API layer,
yes,
right?
Exactly. That we mentioned in the past month, they joined us, the sponsors, either for JS classes and also PHP classes.
Yeah, so that's it on my part.
Okay, on my part, I also would like to comment on a package. Let me share the screen here. It is JavaScript Sticky Footer by also Christian V from France. And the idea is to make a HTML section stick to the footer. And actually, appears fixed there, and this was implemented as a jQuery plugin, and it is useful for that purpose. So congratulations to Christian V also for his another nomination. Well, nowadays we are already in 2016, and we're already some nominees. We are already comment about the winners of the 2015 on another article, another show. So in 2015, there was only the nominees of January being considered. There was just two. So far, the ranking is just for these two participations. Pravin Sonawane from India is first, and then Far Adur Rahim from Bangladesh is the in second place. So by country, it's basically the same. India is in first place with one packet 2 points, and Bangladesh with following with one packet and 2 points. I hope more packages are being submitted and these rankings become more exciting, because right now just one author from each country is contributing and leading the rankings. So now we are going to talk about the Innovation Award of PHP, and again we'll be talking about the winners of December that were nominated and or voted in January, and then in this in February the results come out. So Arthur, which ones would you like to comment?
The first one I wanted to comment is also, I think, a winner of this award. Yes. It's a class named PHP OTP Login, which is OTP stands for one-time password. And it was developed by Vijaya Kumar Behera from India. It's interesting because it provides a one-time password and uses MAC address to authenticate the device. And I recently needed something similar. I'm developing my kind of internal home system with multiple sensors and controlling electronics. And I want to make it available to the outside world so I could access it when I'm not home, but I also needed protection. So I was thinking of different approaches, and this kind of serves the right approach, only that it allows you to download a specific PHP script based on your system, Windows, Linux, or Mac, to get your MAC address and send it to server to authenticate. I would need also for mobile devices something similar, so I could use something similar, yeah. But that's basically what I thought, that it's interesting because I needed something similar in my case too. I think that the author skips the price probably because
actually that is interesting because we tried to communicate with him, but he did not reply, so we had to move on to the next nominees that pick the prizes. So if he is listening to this, please contact us so you can still get your prize.
Okay, and the next one I wanted to mention is PHP Immutable State Status Tracker, developed by Jack Peterson from United States, and basically it implements immutable structures, immutable objects, keeping track of them, and immutable means that it could not change. So if you have some application that passes objects or uses some parallel execution, you would not want you would need to track if object was changed, to know and not allow maybe to change it. And I think that's basically what this class does. I just love to see that more and more classes using GitHub to import them, and it's easy to read the README files and see the examples. Makes commenting
it easier. The README files are taken from Markdown, not from GitHub. So if people submit packages from wherever they want, could be even uploading manually, but importing from repositories, it's faster because they get updated. And when they have a README file, there is that can be assigned, so it appears below in the package as details provided by the author, apart from the description.
For some reason, Markdown, README, basically already by default, I think it's GitHub. It's just a sense that I have because it's so popular on GitHub. Yeah, but true, it could be from any repo, or without repo also probably too. Okay, and Jack got one book of choice by Pact for this package. The next one I wanted to mention is PHP Error and Exception Handling class, developed by Nitesh Apte from India. And apart from simple logging exceptions and common errors, it also can catch the fatal errors that could kill your script and report them too. And that's, I think, why it also was innovative. And Nitesh got PHP Storm ID personal permanent license for this package.
Yes, actually, you already provided a class for similar purposes, but this one allows assigning special codes to non-standard errors and exceptions, like for instance those that you can throw from your applications. You can customize it better, so like translating those codes into human readable messages that you can put in the logs and helping understanding and fixing the problems.
Yeah,
faster.
I see how this can be useful. Yeah. Okay. The next package you wanted to comment is PHP phone number verification. I think we discussed something about it in the previous tutorial dialogues. But basically, it's developed by Dave Smith from United States, and it uses numverify.com API web server, sends requests to verify, and you can have multiple cases where you need that, like if you have an SMS sending server that you would not to waste sending SMS to an existing number, so you would want to verify if number exists, for example, before sending anything. And they've got one downloadable ebook of choice by O'Reilly for this package. And the last one I wanted to mention is called Bootstrap PHP Comment System, developed by Vish Savdev from India. And basically, it's a package, a class that allows you to implement comment systems quite easily based on MySQL or MySQLi extensions. I even looked through the code demo, did not work for unfortunately for me, but I'll take a look for examples a bit. And it's easy, like instantaneing it and saving data and retrieving data and outputting it. So it's wrapping all the functionality you just need to implement it in your pages is any way you want it. So great functionality if you need it. And Vish got 1 year server license IP to country for this package.
Yes, actually, the using Bootstrap was not the innovative part. It was more like the part that it provides a means not only to enter comments and replies, but also click to like and dislike a comment, which is something that you see in many social networks, and you appreciate because it helps sorting comments the way they are appreciated. But in this case, it is something that you can implement in your site because it uses your own MySQL database. And it also has something useful that many comments need, like removing bad words, using the bad words list.
So it's a full system that you can easily implement the way you need it.
Yes, I think it's more a mini discus that you can embed in your bag. Okay. So on my behalf, I would also like to comment on a few packages. Let me start for this package, JavaScript-like prototypes by Asher Hofstein from the United States. It is interesting because nowadays many of us use JavaScript for many purposes, so we are more familiar with certain features of JavaScript, like prototypes, which basically allow to define functions that apply to all objects of the classes. But
you're not sharing the screen.
Sorry?
You are not sharing the screen.
I'm not sharing the screen, oh damn. Because I was thinking that I was there already. Okay, so here is the package. The package does not have much to say about it, except maybe showing some example code that it shows you how you can implement prototypes, defining the functions of certain classes all at once. So this is interesting. It is not exactly like it works in JavaScript, but it is quite close. And if you appreciate that feature of JavaScript, which is prototype based, you also appreciate this feature.
Basically, on JavaScript, we tend to emulate OOP behavior. When on PHP, we tend to emulate JavaScript prototype behavior.
Exactly. This is the there seems to be a war on languages. Which one will have the features? Well, have more features than the other? And this is interesting for people that appreciate these kinds of features. I don't have a use case for implementing prototype-based functionality in PHP, but other people may have this interest. So the next package that I wanted to comment is PHP MLM tree binary plan. MLM means multi-level marketing, which in certain places it is a bad word because it's associated with scams, but it's not because it's multi-level marketing, but because the scams are trying to promote products of questionable use. Anyway, we are not here to question MLM, just about commenting about this package, in this case what was developed by Dave Smith. And in this MLM marketing businesses, they structure the people that bring more people to the business in a tree. And in this case, a package was implemented actually attending answering a request from another user to develop a package that could manipulate this kind of tree. So Dave Smith actually implemented this package by storing data of the MLM binary tree members in a MySQL database. So kudos for Dave Smith. He already picked a prize this month for another package, so this one does not have a prize assigned. Well, next package that I wanted to comment is this one, GPass, which is a package developed by Miguel from Venezuela. And he developed a package that allows you to make it more difficult to automate attempts to crack password-based systems. In this case, it will allow to users to choose passwords based on images, and those images are mapped to characters. And when the user wants to enter the password, he has to click on the images by the right order that he picked initially. So it is an interesting approach to make it harder for crackers to guess passwords, because they will not be necessarily obvious, like common passwords based on words that many people pick. So kudos to Miguel from Venezuela that picked as prize one subscription of the PDF edition of PHP Architect magazine. And the next package that I want to comment, this one is not very trivial to understand because it's not something that all PHP developers are used to, which is functional programming. In this case, to manipulate arrays. This package was developed by Eustáquio Rangel from Brazil.
Your neighbor.
Yes, actually, I know him personally. It's quite a nice person, very skilled. And actually, I know that he loves Ruby. And for that, he tried to implement many things that, in PHP that are similar to the Ruby language that he wanted to see in PHP, because by the end of the day, he has to work with PHP. So he provided some traits with functions for accessing array elements to traverse the array and sort and do other things. So it sort of implements certain functional features using traits that you can add to any class. So congratulations to Eustachio. Eustachio actually wanted a prize that was already picked, so he did not end up not picking any prize. Maybe next month he can participate and actually earn the prize that he wanted, which I think it was a book from a writer or something. And finally, I have another package to comment, which is PHP JavaScript object, which basically the idea is to create objects that work like JavaScript using closures that can be assigned dynamically to objects. Although you could have members of a class added to an object directly, and that would be function closures. One challenge was that this operator inside the function would not be automatically associated with the object. So this package by Kevin True from Philippines implements that feature, which is sort of unusual. Yet to implement some tricks based on the call magic method to do that binding. So congratulations to Kevin True from Philippines. So with this, we practically ended this recording of the PHP and JavaScript Innovation Award on my behalf. That is all for now. Bye.